The drive is live.
Well, it's so fun to not be able to see him right off the bat do it because the feed that we have is a little behind. But now we're seeing it right now, him really, 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 really roll through it, get it. The drive is live. That is Tyler flying through. And we are live. We are live here on the road on a football Friday at Aranda's Sports Bar at Taquerias Aranda's, right off Shepherd here in the Heights. Tyler's favorite playground. Come on down here. Have a good time.
I was there last night.
No. Was you? Thursday night at the Heights?
Yeah.
No.
It had been a while.
Over under three bars. Where you did three bars hit.
Actually, Nell on the head.
Three, yeah. Tyler's not just staying at one spot. Tyler's a bar hop. Tyler's the type of guy, get you a little comfortable. You get a little comfortable. Tyler wants to hit something else and work things over. Had me in a line dancing spot the last time I was out with Tyler in the Heights.
That's where I rode the mechanical bull last night.
I know it. I read that, and I just wanted to wait till we had some time to talk through that.
Go out with Tyler. You're gonna play a little trivia. You're gonna line dance. You might end up riding a bull, or at least watching him do those things.
There's gonna be some shots involved.
The strong arming at the bar is real now. I mean, he is going to strong arm you. Have the waitress walk up with not a handful, but a tray full of shots
and just
belittle you if you don't take one.
Says so, Tyler Milner next to peer pressure.
Yeah, I just
want everybody to have a good time. Okay,
that's one way to phrase it.
And you're going to force it on them. And you're going to define that good time and then force it on them. And just know what you're signing up for with OT money.
Yeah. It's a good time. This will be a good time. It'll be a good time out here, so come on out as we're here till 6 o'clock. I see Sean Pendergast is in the building.
In the building.
Already got him a margarita. I might have to join him here in a second as well. But great food, great drinks, and we'll get you ready for this big game. Real quick before we get into it, Clint, this is unofficial, and I'm sure here coming up we will have the official designation of some of these guys. But, Clint, we know Henry Toa practiced on Wednesday, and then yesterday he did not practice with that concussion. Well, he returned to practice today with his concussion. We'll see what and how he is listed for the game, but that is a better sign than yesterday. Azeez Alshire knee isn't practicing and will miss second game in a row, according to Aaron Wilson. And then Kamari Lassiter, he has practiced all 3 days this week and is expected to play on Sunday after that shoulder situation he had, Clint. So that's good news that he's expected to be back. Jimmy also reported from Aaron Wilson that Jimmy Ward won't play with that groin, has not practiced all week. So the Henry Toa Toa one is one to watch. Maybe game time decision type of situation with him as he practices, didn't practice, and then practices again, Clint. Probably hasn't had a ton of much physical contact, I would imagine, with that concussion. But that's the latest there going into it here. As I said, a little bit later on, we get it official. I'm sure the Texans will have injury designations on these guys and their availability for the game. But that's the big one to watch.
Yeah, look, to get Toa Toa back, I think probably is big, but to me it's second to Kamari Lassiter. I mean, getting Kamari Lassiter back and getting him in the fold and the cover defenders with the Texans, I think the Colts this week are that's a sneaky good wide receiver group. Don't get talked about a lot but really talented. Four or five receivers deep, if you include the kid that caught the long one one of the long ones earlier in the season against the Texans. You got they're five deep at wide receiver, and so I think getting Kamari Lassiter back here is big, man. But if Henry Toa Toa is in the fold at linebacker, that's going to be a big plus as well.
Yeah, no, it is. You're right. The Lassiter situation, especially last week, there were many struggles there. So that's the latest there. All right, as we continue to roll through here, Clint, this game is interesting. I think all eyes really, from Texans fans' perspective is going to be, what is this offense going to do? What is this offense going to look like? I heard Sean Pendergast, who was in front of me earlier this week, said, yeah, the Texans' offense let the team down. That is why they lost the game against the Packers. Their offense let the team down.
Come on, Sean.
And as I've said, there were many, many, many factors, much blame. A lot of people had a hand in it, but that was it. And the one thing we saw last week, they did get the running game going. Joe Mixon was the best player, and the one thing they really had rolling consistently in that game from the offensive perspective. But my thought to you and the people, 713-572-4610, those of you in YouTube and Twitch, those of you in the building, you can jump in on this as well. If you're Bobby Slowick, what's your approach in this game right off the bat, right? Let's say the first possession they get early in the game, is your approach to say, hey, let's get C.J. Stroud going, let's get this passing game going, let's right off the bat fix what the hell was the issues was last year. Let's put this old line together. Let's get CJ going, our best player. Or is it, let's establish the run first to maybe help out our offensive line. Let's establish Joe Mixon. Hell, he went off for 30 carries and 150-plus yards and was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week against the Colts in Week 1. Is it to establish Joe Mixon first over the passing game? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, what do you think, if you're Bobby Slowick, would be the best way to approach this thing?
Look, I've been a let C.J. Cook guy from jump. From the minute we saw what caliber quarterback C.J. Stroud is, I've been a spread him out, 10-11 personnel, and let him cook. Now, I'm still a spread them out. I think they need to spread them out. I think that's just what they need to do offensively, but they need to spread them out for the offensive line.
Stroud.
Look, I'm a feed Joe guy at this point in time. Given right now, given the success, Joe Mixon is a top three running back from a production standpoint, a top three running back in this league. And we've seen Joe Mixon run well behind a line that's blocking well, and we've seen Joe Mixon do more with less. And when I say more with less, I mean produce more with less opportunity. And so I just believe in what that guy brings to the table. And after what we watched last week in the pass game and the inability to protect the quarterback, the fact that it wasn't just one dominant defender that was overpowering one or two of your offensive linemen, the fact that it was a scheme, it was middle of the pack defenders across the board that were getting home with these different twists and pick plays up front. This isn't a game where you go in there and try to fix problems. I don't think the NFL Week 8 is when you go in and you're trying to fix problems. I think you go in, you establish the run, you feed Joe, and you start.
I love Joe Mixon.
I do too. You start dictating to the Colts what the hell you're going to do and what kind of fronts they're going to be in and how they're going to act and how they're going to play. I think that's got to be the approach this week after what we saw last week, both the good from Mixon and the bad from the pass protection.
Text line coming in. Back-to-back text. Run the ball.
Feed Joe, baby.
Run the ball. Screens. Run the ball. Draws. Take pressure off. Not underwear. Draws.
Did they all caps those or what? Like, you really
put it.
I feel like
that's what he wanted.
Attack hard. With the pass threat.
That's what you sound like on the sideline when Trey's out there playing.
Gotta get hard.
I do, man. It gives me. Just come on, man. Go. Listen, I think I go the other way in this. I want to say I understand exactly what you're saying, and many people are saying run the ball. I gotta get CJ going. I gotta get CJ going, and I know you said this isn't the time to fix problems, but I want to challenge these jokers up front. Like, you ran the ball and you did that, and I kind of feel like that's what the Colts are expecting to because of what the number they did on them and what they've done going forward. This team, this is a C.J. Stroud. I still think it's a C.J. Stroud. He is the best player on this team, and the reason why that people think the Texans can get somewhere and have a really, really special season. And to the point you made it earlier, Tank, I got people texting in, Clint. As we were talking about Tank, Tank should be an all-time punt returner now. That's what the hell we've gotten now, is that Tank should just be returning punts.
That's a bit aggressive.
Largely aggressive to me. But to me, man, this offense was, as we've said, a C.J. Stroud-led offense. And let's do something to get him going. I'm not saying get him killed. Let's establish some of the things we did. Get the ball out quick. Let's go. Let's get him in a really good rhythm first, to me, just coming off of last week's game, and to challenge those dudes up front.